News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
President Donald Trump has demanded that Ukraine should immediately agree to direct talks with Russia in a bid to end the war. And on more on this, I'm joined by Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Good morning to you, Sean. Where do you see things at in, I suppose, the current position between Ukraine and Russia?
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. I mean, the trouble is we're all looking for the sort of faint whiff of potential ceasefires and peace. But bluntly, as a military guy, we don't seem to be anywhere closer to this. Frankly, President Putin's on the front foot on the battlefields in Ukraine. His actions have sort of gradually fractured NATO. US support is wavering. Why on earth would he stop now? There's no incentive for him
other than perhaps pressure from America. Does he really care?
Well, I think the one thing about America is at the moment is that Trump seems to want peace at any cost, and his actions do seem to be favouring President Putin at the moment. But that support could go either way. He's very unpredictable at these moments. And President Putin will not want him to swing against Russia, because all of a sudden that could open the floodgates. As a sort of former military guy, if I'd been advising Putin at the time, you'd have gone, by all means, go into Ukraine, but you must stop any chance of the West getting involved, because if they do properly, you won't stand a chance. So Putin will want to try to keep Trump and America at bay. And that's why when Europe said, right, we want a 30-day ceasefire starting on Monday, i.e. today, Putin just paused and went, well, if he turned that down, it wouldn't look like he was going to be ready to talk. So he immediately invited President Zelensky to resume the talks, of course, which happened back in Istanbul. So in a way, it's just keeping this illusion that Russia is actually ready to talk.
Engage.
When the harsh reality, there's no motive at all there.
If President Zelensky was to go into these talks, these putative talks with Putin on Thursday in Istanbul, if that was to happen, does Ukraine have any cards, Donald, to use that analogy that Donald Trump says, you have no cards. Does it have any cards if it goes into those talks?
Well, unfortunately, again, as a military guy, ceasefires only actually work if both sides actually are incentivized. In other words, one side's won, the other's lost, or you've drawn yourself to a, you're just stuck. There's a, that nobody can win. And neither of those situations exists at the moment. So what's going to happen at those talks, I confidently predict, is Putin will simply reiterate that he will have peace if Ukraine doesn't rearm, if Ukraine doesn't join NATO, if Zelensky stands down, and if Ukraine cedes all the territory that Russia has already taken.
If he gets everything he wants, he'll stop attacking Ukraine, is basically the bottom line there.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that's what he'll say. And of course, Zelensky can't do that. And also, he can't do it without any form of security guarantees to stop Putin just coming back again in a few years once
he doesn't currently have. Obviously, European leaders, France, Spain, the UK, Italy, I think it is, are meeting as well. The role of Europe here, there is still some role for Europe.
Well, there's a number of roles for Europe. I mean, I think one of the things that Europe will be very concerned about is there seems to be a divergence between Europe and America at the moment. That's not helpful. And therefore, trying to keep America on side, Trump on side, because the vast majority of actual military material comes from America rather than Europe. Europe needs to spin up its defense industrial base. And ultimately, if America does decide to move on from the whole war in Ukraine, that will give President Putin an air of confidence. He will therefore believe, why would he stop? And that and a vulnerable Ukraine is a vulnerable Europe. And that creates real problems for European leaders. And I suspect, therefore, there's some very difficult conversations be going on behind closed doors about what they can do about it.
Look, thank you much for joining us, as ever, Sean. That's Sean Bell, their former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.